to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. My guest today is Dr. Kobe Slater of Essential Health Natural Wellness Center. Dr. Kobe practices at her local clinic and conducts online consultations throughout North America. She also writes for several columns for newspapers and magazines. I want to welcome Dr. Slater. Now, you have a big, huge background of the specialties that you do. Can you just tell us a bit about what you practice?
Hi, thanks so much for having me here today. So I am Dr. Kobe Slater, and I am a doctor of natural medicine. I hold a PhD in natural health sciences, and I have a specialty in hormone dysfunction. As well, I am also a registered clinical and medical herbalist and a registered nutritionist. So I have a vast background, and I love talking about natural health topics.
Fantastic. We are going to talk today about hormones. I think that there is a lot to learn about what hormones we have, how they're affected by our diet, what makes us angry, rage, teenagers. So your specialty in hormones is significant. You're going to talk today about female hormones. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's interesting because my love of searching for a vast knowledge for hormone dysfunction, it didn't come naturally to me. It came from patients, from women coming in one after another, experiencing these symptoms, and I really, really wanted to help them. And I started recognizing that there was a commonality between all of these women. And these typical women that I see, you know, we have our capes on and we're trying to be the superheroes of this day and age. And we're trying to, you know, raise a family and have a successful career. And we're trying to do it all and have it all. And there's a cost. And so what I'm seeing is that there's a cultural shift in North America and some other countries as well. But mainly in North America, what's happening is that there's this shift towards hormone dysfunctioning being normal. And so what I mean by that is it's normal for a woman to have raging PMS. And it's so normal for, oh, she's in menopause, look out. And, you know, I'm here to tell you today that none of these things are normal. If we look into other societies, they don't have symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats and PMS. When we look to the Mayan Indians, the women in this culture, when they go into menopause, what happens is they are crowned as a wisdom-filled elder. Yes, they have the cessation of their period, but there's no symptoms that come along with that. There's a celebration. And so that causes us to look deeper into what is the difference between us here in North America and the Mayan Indian women. Well, we can see a huge cultural difference. Basically, what's happening is women like the Mayan Indians, they're living off the land. And they are every day getting up and they're serving their role in making the food for the family. They're growing their own food. You know, they're doing the things that their ancestors taught them. And as North American women, our lives are very different. We're exposed to all sorts of stressors that these other women are not exposed to. We're putting expectations on ourselves that are so high and so unreachable. And it's not always appropriate or allowable for us to be able to talk about the emotions that are involved in having to wear all of these hats. And these things are causing our hormones to go out of balance. So when you hear someone talking about my hormones are out of balance, some women will think, well, what does that even mean? What am I looking for? And so some of the symptoms that you can be looking for are things like feeling completely overwhelmed, feeling like, you know, I used to be able to roll with the punches. I used to be able to really, you know, deal with the things in my day. And now it seems like even small things are starting to stress me out more and more and more. You know, now I'm fighting to maintain my weight, or maybe I've packed on an extra 20 pounds and no matter what I do, I can't seem to lose the weight. Or maybe you're still menstruating and every month the period becomes harder and harder and harder to deal with. One of the most common things that I hear in my practice is that women come in and they say, you know, I really only have about one good week a month. You know, so it feels like they're having PMS the entire month long. And that's really hard to handle. And when they go to their medical doctor for help, there isn't always the tools in the kit to deal with these problems. And sometimes they get, you know, a little bit shoved out of the office and maybe offered a birth control pill or an antidepressant, or they're told to, you know, slow down or, you know, just make things work. But none of that is acceptable because we don't have to live like this. Women in other cultures don't live like that. they don't experience the things that we're experiencing. And so it's not normal and it shouldn't be considered normal.
So what kinds of things, I come in and I'm depressed, or I'm having multiple periods per month, or my periods are lasting longer, or at least my PMS is before and then I'm unhappy afterwards. You've diagnosed that it's a hormone deficiency, or is it a hormone deficiency?
There's so many different imbalances that can occur. When a woman comes in and she's experiencing a lot of these symptoms, I would start by testing the hormone system. And there's a family of hormones that are involved. So we have the progesterone, the estrogen, testosterone, the adrenal hormones, cortisol, DHEA, and then all four of the thyroid hormones. And so I sort of compare these to a close-knit family. And if even one is out of balance, it's going to affect all the other members of the family. So we need to first start by identifying which family member is having the problem and which other members are affected by it. And then we can go from there.
And then you help the women how?
So there's a variety of different ways that we can help. For sure, there's going to be some lifestyle alterations that need to happen. We need to kind of take a look at the stress and the things that are happening in our lives that aren't working for us and make some changes. And then we're going to use maybe the use of some bioidentical hormones. So hormone replacement therapy coming from plant-based hormone therapies. And then we're going to use herbs and nutrients to help really bring balance back into the system. And then, of course, the foundational part of all of this is nutrition. So making sure that the nutrition is really clean and whole, and that will help you to achieve hormone balance.
Can you talk just briefly about hormone replacement therapy? I think it's a very hot topic right now.
So there's a big difference between HRT and BHRT. So BHRT is the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. These hormones are exactly the same molecule as what's already in your body. So there's no side effects with it and there's no dangers. Whereas with hormone replacement therapy, that molecule has to be altered just slightly so that it can be patented into a drug. The only way that something can be turned into a drug is if the molecule is individual. So this is why bioidenticals haven't been picked up by the pharmaceutical world, is because we can't patent, say, progesterone that occurs in our body. We have to change the molecule just slightly in order to turn it into a drug. And then our body, it's close enough that our body recognizes it as something that it can use, but it's far enough away that we get some big side effects.
We could talk about this for a very long time. Dr. Colby, thank you so much. You can get more information and you can reach Dr. Colby Slater. Today's subject was hormones. Her website is www.drcolby.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.